it is important to understand, David, that this is in a context. It's in the context of, you know, electricity prices in Ireland. And if you compare us to prices at EU level, last year we were second only to Germany. And this year we're the highest, or certainly the second highest, way, way above the European average. So electricity prices in Ireland are really, really high. And also, if you would compare, let's say, where we were back in, let's say, 5 years ago, back in June or July 2019, looking at those figures, there is a 40% increase in the cost of a unit of electricity in the last 5 years.
And Deputy, the context obviously is very important in terms of trying to figure out how the customer comes out in this. And we looked backwards there, but it's also about looking forward as well, because it's important these cuts are balanced and going forward, it's not just these extra fees coming in. How do you kind of see it in that sense?
Well, you're absolutely right, but it is important to see how we compare at European level, and we're right up there at the top. And also the fact that the prices are 40% higher now than they were 5 years ago. And I can assure you, very few of your listeners, if any, will be able to say, well, my salary has increased to match that. But also, there are a number of things that, you know, are within the remit of government. That and one of them is the VAT increase. It was reduced to 9 from 13.5%, and it was due to come back up at the end of October. The government have again extended that the VAT rate remains at 9% until the end of April next year. But it's important to remember that that's just a bit of a reprieve. I mean, that increase would be huge if and when it were to come, and we have to make sure that it doesn't. And the other thing that people will see on their electricity bills is a PSO levy. That can go up and down, but from this year, we expect it to be around 38.75 per year, and it increased from zero last year.